everyone, welcome back. So, we're tackling something that frustrates a lot of creators today, posting a TikTok and then watching it just sit there. Have you ever wondered why some videos take off while others don't?
Oh, absolutely. It's such a common problem. But here's the thing. TikTok's algorithm doesn't stop evaluating your video the moment you post. It continues looking at engagement signals for days, sometimes weeks. A video that starts slow can still catch fire later if you take the right actions.
That's a relief to hear. So it's not all lost if the first hour is quiet. What should creators actually be doing after they post to give that video a second life?
Great question. First, let's talk about the challenges. Promoting a business on TikTok isn't easy because the platform values entertainment and authenticity. People scroll past anything that feels like a sales pitch. You have to create content that's genuinely engaging, not just informative. That balance is tricky, especially for more technical or niche topics.
Right, I see that. So the content itself has to hook people. But what about after it's posted? What moves can we make?
Okay, so there are a few key strategies. Number one, engage with your comments early after posting. Early engagement signals to the algorithm that your content is worth pushing to more people, especially within the first few minutes. Reply to every comment, ask follow-up questions, even add your own comment to spark conversation. I actually learned this the hard way. I posted a tutorial once and didn't check comments for hours. It barely got any views. Now I set a timer and respond immediately.
So you're basically telling TikTok, hey, people are talking about this. Show it to more folks.
Exactly. Number two, update your hashtags. TikTok lets you edit your caption, including adding or removing hashtags once per day for up to 7 days after posting. You can add trending or niche-specific hashtags to tap into different audiences. If something new is trending that fits your video, throw it in there.
That's smart. I didn't realize you could still tweak things after the fact. What else?
Number three, create a duet or stitch with your own content. If your original video isn't getting traction, you can basically give it a second chance by adding new context or a reaction. The duet introduces the original to a fresh group of viewers, and the algorithm treats it as new engagement. Think of it like giving your video a remix. Same song, different beat.
Ha! Huh, I like that analogy. So you're repurposing your own work. That's clever.
Definitely. And don't forget pinning. If you have a video that's performing well, pin it to your profile. It becomes the first thing visitors see, which drives steady views over time. Those extra profile views send positive signals back to the algorithm.
Makes sense. Now, you mentioned multi-channel strategies in the headline. How does that fit in?
Ah, yes. Cross-promotion. This is huge but underutilized. Share your TikTok to Instagram stories, X, Facebook groups, Reddit communities, wherever your audience hangs out. Each platform brings different people back to your original video. The key is customizing your message for each platform instead of just pasting the same link everywhere.
So tailor the hook for each audience.
Exactly. On Instagram, maybe use a story sticker. On X, pull out a surprising quote or stat from the video. On Facebook, frame it as a solution to a problem people discuss in groups. What matters is meeting people where they are.
That point about customizing your messaging really sets up our next piece, how to scale that reach efficiently. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're looking to scale your content distribution without spending hours repurposing everything manually, then check out Ampifier's AmpCast AI system. It converts one topic into 8 different content formats: articles, podcasts, videos, infographics, and more, then distributes them across over 300 platforms. The goal is to keep driving traffic back to your original content long after you've posted. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on that customizing your messaging idea, how do you balance cross-promotion with keeping your TikTok content authentic?
Good question. You don't want to spam the same link everywhere and dilute your message. Instead, think of each platform as its own audience with different expectations. On TikTok, entertainment and completion rate are king. Elsewhere, you might lean more educational or conversational. The core idea stays the same, but the delivery changes.
I see. Speaking of completion rate, I've heard that's the single most important metric on TikTok. Can you break that down?
Absolutely. Completion rate is how many people watch your video all the way through. TikTok prioritizes videos that get watched entirely or even rewatched. If your completion rate is high, the algorithm pushes your video to more For You pages. Videos between 21 and 34 seconds tend to hit the sweet spot, long enough to deliver value, short enough to keep attention. So really, completion rate determines whether your content spreads or stops cold.
So shorter isn't always better?
Not necessarily. Under 15 seconds can get high completion rates, but you might miss out on watch time. The algorithm looks at both. You want to find that balance where people finish the video and feel satisfied.
What about the follower count? Does that matter as much as people think?
Honestly, not as much as content quality. Each video is evaluated independently. Smaller accounts, under 100,000 followers, often see higher engagement rates, sometimes over 7.5%. The algorithm levels the playing field. If your content resonates, it'll get pushed regardless of your follower count.
That's encouraging for newer creators. So to everyone listening, if you're just starting out, don't let a small following hold you back. Focus on making content people want to finish.
Right. And remember, average engagement rates on TikTok vary, but generally hover around 4 to 8%, depending on the source and specific metrics used. Anything above 5% is often considered solid, and higher rates, especially for smaller accounts, can be excellent. In 2026, TikTok continues to show strong engagement, often outperforming most other platforms.
Wow. So TikTok is still the place to be for organic reach. Before we wrap up, any final tips for creators who feel stuck?
Yeah, I'd say consistency is your friend. Post regularly, test different video lengths and formats, and pay attention to your analytics. TikTok Studio shows you which videos got a second wind days after posting. Learn from those patterns. Also, don't delete underperforming videos. The algorithm deprioritizes duplicates, and you lose all your engagement signals. Instead, revive them with the strategies we talked about.
Perfect. So engage early, update hashtags, cross-promote smartly, and keep experimenting. Thanks so much for breaking this down today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.